A sales funnel is not a sales pitch. So with a sales pitch, you are trying to seal the deal. You're trying to get them to say, yes, I want to buy this thing or I want to partner with you. But a sales funnel, you're basically empowering your potential customers to solve their problems by acting as their guide before you go in for the sale, which is a much stronger position for you to be in. Hey there, you're listening to the Priority Pursuit Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners define, maintain, and pursue both their personal and business priorities so they can build lives and businesses they love.
We're your hosts, Victoria Rayburn and Kelly Rice, and today we are breaking down all things sales funnels, specifically how to build a sales funnel for your small business.
And I'm actually really excited about this conversation because I think it's safe to say that most small business owners and leaders know that they need a sales funnel, but they really don't know what it actually is or what it actually means to have one.
Oh, for sure. I mean, most have little to no idea what pieces or tools are needed to create an effective sales funnel. And as a result, I feel like small businesses tend to either haphazardly market their businesses without ever implementing a sales funnel. You know, they just push stuff on social media, push out content, hope it finds the right people, or they build sales funnels that don't actually work because they don't have the right pieces, they don't have the right flow. And y'all, we do not want this to be the case for your small business. As a result, in this episode, we are going to break down what a sales funnel is, the five elements every successful sales funnel needs, and the tools you need to create a sales funnel that, once developed, operates on its own and continually generates new leads for your business.
And the results an effective sales funnel can give your small business is exactly why we love talking about this so much.
And guys, we promise to do our best not to get too excited through this whole episode, but if we can't help it, we apologize in advance. We have just seen effective sales funnels do big things for small businesses. So yes, we get very excited about this. Anyway, Kelly, before we talk about what content needs to be developed and what tools we recommend using to build a sales funnel, would you mind just breaking down what a sales funnel is, how it fits into the flywheel marketing method, and then also exactly how an effective sales funnel can help a small business grow? Because I think a lot of times small businesses just think it's like, oh, like that's something that takes a lot of work. It's not really worth my while. So yeah, let's talk about why it's effective. Yeah. So let me just pitch you all those questions and I'll just let you take it from here.
So a sales funnel is really a content marketing framework that takes your potential customers to paying customers. And it allows you to serve your prospects, build trust with them, and help them see that your product or service is the answer to the problem that they're facing. Right? Because the whole idea is to build content around helping others and giving them something of value and not to feel like, you know, they're being sold to. So talking about that, I want to clarify that a sales funnel is not a sales pitch. So with a sales pitch, you are trying to seal the deal. You're trying to get them to say, yes, I want to buy this thing or I want to partner with you. But a sales funnel, you're basically empowering your potential customers to solve their problems by acting as their guide before you go in for the sale, which is a much stronger position for you to be in. And it's actually the third step of the flywheel marketing method, which you mentioned earlier. And we found that to be the most effective and consistent marketing strategy for small businesses, really by far. And I guess for those that aren't familiar with the flywheel marketing method, please go back and listen to episode 103, where we explain the flywheel marketing strategy, why we use it for our agency clients. And we'll be sure to include a link in the link to the episode in the show notes. But for the sake of conversation, again, the flywheel marketing method is a marketing strategy where your website and online marketing efforts are in sync and they function as a flywheel to continually produce results. And it really includes four steps: understanding your audience and creating a clear messaging, building a strong foundation with strategically built SEO optimized website. The third step is creating content in a sales funnel, which we're talking about today, to serve your ideal client well. And then fourth, promoting your products, services, and content. So we've already done episodes about steps one and two of the system. And I highly recommend going back and listening to, I think there are four episodes, 103, 104, 106, 107. Oh, there's five and 110. 10, which we'll link in the show notes. You don't have to remember all of those. But again, today we're talking about the third step of this strategy, which is how to build a sales funnel. So to answer, I think the last part of your question.
I'm impressed you remembered all of that. So,
which is about why sales funnels matter and how they can help small businesses grow. The answer is actually pretty simple. An effective sales funnel allows you to build relationships with your ideal audience and guide them through the natural phases of a relationship so that they want to do business with you. And like we've talked about in past episodes of Priority Pursuit, nobody likes to feel like they're being sold to. So going straight for the sale is the equivalent of laying eyes on someone for the first time ever, walking up to them, getting down on one knee and asking them to marry you. It's uncomfortable. It's not appropriate, and it's likely not going to end well. And this is why sales funnels are so important, because they're more like dating. By providing your prospects with content and information that they need in order to get to know you and to know how your product or service can make their life better or solve their problem, they'll naturally want to purchase or partner with you. So long story short, having an effective sales funnel will help you both increase sales and build a loyal customer base. So I think I answered all your questions.
Yes. So basically, if you want to serve your customers well and you don't want to come across as salesy and rude, but still make consistent sales, a sales funnel is likely going to be your answer.
Right. And I feel like I just gave everyone a lot of information. So if you aren't familiar with the flywheel marketing strategy, again, I highly recommend going back and listening to episode 103. This is the exact strategy that we use to help our agency clients help them grow. And I think some of them, we have all kinds of success stories, but one of our favorites is by implementing the flywheel marketing method, they grew by over 800%. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
But Victoria, I don't want to hog all of the talking. Do you think that you could break down the elements needed to build a successful sales funnel?
Oh, I would be happy to. Okay. So yes, before we get into what content you need to develop, it's important to understand that a sales funnel consists of three different stages, which are awareness, consideration, and decision. So in the first stage, which again is awareness, a potential customer has a problem, but they don't know what to do about it. They are just kind of dealing with it and they know something needs to happen. Next, in the consideration stage, though, a prospect is diving deeper, doing research, and they're considering different ways to solve their problem. And then last but not least, in the decision stage, the prospect needs to make a decision, meaning they need to be shown that choosing your product or service is the solution they've been looking for and is actually going to allow them to solve their problem. So as a small business owner or leader, you need to keep these phases in mind so that you can build a sales funnel that walks prospects through each of these phases. If you're just putting out random content, you're not walking your prospects through a sales funnel. You are just hoping that the content you have produced will magically work. But with a sales funnel, you're giving them an exact path to follow from problem to solution. So now, just in case you're a visual person, I want you to imagine a funnel. This is why, you know, it's called a sales funnel. A funnel is wide at the top and narrow at the bottom. So think of the awareness phase as being like the very top of your funnel, consideration as the middle, and then decision where your prospects come out at the bottom ready to purchase from you. You're essentially plugging them in at the top and then taking them down to the bottom so that they can solve their problem. Now, to build a successful sales funnel and guide prospects through these three phases, you need to actually develop five things. And this includes awareness content, a consideration landing page, which we often call an opt-in page, just as a heads up in case that gets confusing, a lead generating offer, an automated follow-up email campaign, and a decision landing page. And if you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, don't panic. We are going to break down each of these elements so that you can ensure every sales funnel developed for your small business moving forward has exactly what it needs to be successful. And honestly, once you start thinking about these five things, if you think about recent like big purchases that you made, chances are you have been part of somebody's sales funnel, and that is what ultimately resulted in you making a purchase. But yeah, you're never going to like give your email address out without thinking about it ever again. Probably after this episode, you'll know exactly what this process looks like. But before we get into each of these things, Kelly, our regular listeners already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to pitch it to you anyway. Before small businesses start developing a sales funnel, what do they need to do first?
I feel like most of our regular listeners can just say this verbatim by now. So, and they're probably tired of hearing us say this, but before you develop your sales funnel or do anything, any type of marketing work for that matter, you need to develop clear messaging. I know that was a surprise to all of you.
Shocker.
Right. By writing your marketing guiding statements. And in case this is your very first time listening to Priority Pursuit, clear messaging, which is communication that your ideal customers can understand quickly and easily, is the key to successful marketing. And because we know that your marketing can't be successful without clear marketing, we put together a free mini course on how you can create clear messaging by writing what we call marketing guiding statements. And these statements will be the foundation you'll use to write copy for your website, content, like all the different stages of content that Victoria explained just a little bit ago, social media post, your sales funnel, and more. And I can almost guarantee that if you take the time to write your marketing guiding statements before developing your sales funnel, you will be able to develop it more easily and you will see bigger results from it because you already know kind of what you need to be saying, right? And one of the things that I do want to clarify is that while you need overarching marketing guiding statements for your business as a whole, depending on your business model, you may also need to develop marketing guiding statements for each individual product or service that you offer. So as an example, we have different marketing guiding statements for our web development services and our fractional CMO service, because these are two very different services with very different target audiences. They have different needs, different wants. So we needed to be able to create those marketing guiding statements to talk to each audience more effectively. So you can have multiple sales funnels, but each sales funnel also needs to be focused on a particular product or service, just like if you have multiple marketing guidance statements. This way you can naturally guide prospects through a clear solution and not confuse them by talking about anything or everything that you could possibly offer. You're really just streamlining that process to go from, hey, I'm aware that I have this problem, to, oh, I'm going to choose you to help me solve this. And because we know that your marketing cannot be successful without clear without clear messaging, again, I just want to let you know that we do have a free mini course on how you can create your clear messaging for your business by writing your own marketing guiding statements. And again, you could say it verbatim, but these statements will be the foundation that you use to write copy for your website, blogs, sales scripts, social media, your marketing campaigns, all of that. And you can access the mini course at the link in the show notes or by going to treefrogmarketing.com/marketing guiding statements. So now that we've gotten a lot of that out of the way, almost every episode we talk about clear messaging. Mm-hmm. And we've created that this free mini course so that people can do it by themselves if they want to, so then the marketing can be more effective. And when we're talking about sales funnels, you really, really need to use those marketing guiding statements. So while we're talking about things to develop before building a sales funnel, you also need to build a website. And if not a full website, at least some kind of mini site, landing page, something, because almost every part of your sales funnel will be housed on your website. And as a result, you need to have something to where you can send people to. And as I think one of us will talk about later, I can't remember who gets the pleasure of talking about it. Awareness content, more about blogs, the consideration, more about the sales funnel, decision, and those types of things. You have to have somewhere for people to go to be able to do the thing you want them to do. So if you don't have a website or you're like, I'm not really excited about my website because I've been listening to the podcast and my website's not doing the things that it needs to be doing, go back and listen to episode 104, because in this episode, our web development team breaks down every aspect of creating a website so that you can serve your clients 24/7 as a salesperson for your business, but without sounding like you're a salesperson. So, and also please note that developing clear messaging and building an effective website are the first two steps in the flywheel marketing strategy. And we recommend the flywheel marketing method because it's effective and it helps you prioritize your marketing efforts. And it will help give you the best results. So again, clarifying your message, developing a website are the first two steps in the flywheel marketing method. And today we're talking about the third step, which is sales funnels. So Victoria, I will stop talking and let you talk now.
Sounds good. And guys, yeah, if you're sick of hearing about the importance of clear messaging and having an effective website, the flywheel marketing strategy and, you know, just all the things, like, if so, I mean this with love, but like, get over it, because we're not going to stop talking about these things anytime soon, simply because we know that they work and there is nothing we want more than to see your small business succeed. But anyway, let's get into the five elements of a successful sales funnel, which, just as a reminder, include awareness content, a consideration landing page, a lead generating offer, an automated follow-up email campaign, and a decision landing page. Again, don't panic. We're going through all these things. But yes, first you need to create awareness content. So awareness content is simply content that helps your prospects through the awareness phase of the buyer's journey. Basically, your potential customer knows they have a problem, but they don't know what to do about it yet. Now, for the sake of time, just a couple weeks ago, TreeFrog's content director, Angel Toby, joined us on the show and she explained exactly how to write awareness content. So if you go back and listen to episode 110, you will get Angel's full breakdown. But for the sake of this conversation, in this first stage, which again is awareness, a potential customer has a problem, but they don't know what to do about it. So for, please just go listen to episode 110.
Right. And I feel like people will be either listening to the podcast and trying to pause it and write stuff down or watching the video. Like, this is,
yes,
it's more like a workshop today, guys.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, nobody likes to listen to super long podcast episodes. So go to 110. But just to give you like short and sweet for the rest of this conversation, like I said, awareness content is going to walk prospects through the awareness phase of the buyer's journey. And during this phase, your potential customers, they're looking for answers. They're looking for resources and education on a specific topic related to their problem. So you can create awareness content in nearly any format, including videos, podcast episodes, you know, a lot of what we do on the podcast, on the show, like, this is technically awareness content, and any other form of content. But honestly, blogging tends to be the easiest option for most small businesses and what we recommend for most and what we do for most of our clients. And this is especially true for those just getting started with their content strategy and sales funnel development. Essentially, if you have a website, blogging is only going to cost you your time. You're not going to have to mess with fancy cameras or fancy software or anything like that. If you have a website, you can blog. You can get great content on the internet. So again, episode 1 of 10 breaks this step down even further. But I do just want to give you one example, again, for the sake of this conversation. So let's pretend you own a business that sells goggles, like swim goggles, and your ideal client is sick of chlorine irritating their eyes. An awareness stage blog for this swimmer audience could be about how to prevent eye irritation caused by chlorine. Your blog post could cover DIY hacks like using eye drops before and after swimming, not wearing contacts while swimming, and wearing a pair of properly fitting goggles. As a company that sells goggles, you're giving your audience the opportunity to explore all possible solutions in this awareness phase, but you're also giving them a chance to move further into your sales funnel by providing what your company sells as a possible solution. So now to get your prospects to the next part of your sales funnel, which is the opt-in page, and we're going to discuss that in a second, your blog needs to lead your prospects to your opt-in page. You don't want to just put content on your website, put up a blog post, and hope they figure it out. Like, surely they're going to see that we sell goggles and they'll go buy some. But
newsflash, they're not going to figure it out.
No. It sounds mean, but our attention spans are just so short. So people have to be clearly told, this is what you should do next, and be led through your sales funnel. Again, you're funneling them. You're not like putting them in a blender and pushing a button to see what comes out. Like, this has a purpose. Yeah, but to take them from your awareness blog or your awareness content to your opt-in page, you can do this by both including links throughout your blog post and then by including a call to action at the very bottom of your blog post. Basically, you'll just want to like create a CTA for the bottom. You'll just want to create a graphic that tells readers what to do next. So for example, if we stick to the goggles example, your CTA might say something like, wondering what kind of goggles are right for you. Take our free quiz to find out. Then you just need to make sure that graphic links to your opt-in page. That sounds really obvious, but sometimes, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been on a website and I try to click on their call to action and it doesn't take me anywhere. And then I just leave the page, but it happens. Don't forget to link the graphic, especially if you took the time to make it. But if this isn't making sense, if you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, please go to PriorityPursuit.com and click on literally any podcast episode. Every episode has a corresponding blog post. And then if you scroll to the bottom of the post, you're going to see a CTA graphic that takes you to an opt-in page. So you can see exactly how we do it. Also, just to clarify, you do want to have multiple awareness blog posts or forms of content that lead to the same opt-in page.
Right.
Angel covers this more in depth in episode 110, sorry. And again, we'll put that in the show notes. But you can have dozens of blog posts, assuming they're all high quality. Like if you get to the point, you're like, none of this is helpful and I'm just putting out content to put out content, like you should stop. But you can have multiple blog posts that lead people to the same opt-in. So while you just need one opt-in page per sales funnel, one lead generating offer, one email campaign, and one decision landing page, you do want to develop multiple awareness blog posts. This is going to give you more opportunities to attract prospects and get them to your opt-in page. It's also going to give you more SEO value. I mean, as people are exploring, if they, you know, chances are your ideal customer, they have a similar problem, they have the same problem, but what they're searching for is going to be a little bit different, which SEO is a conversation for another day. So I promise not to start too deep, but you can have multiple awareness posts as part of the same sales funnel, which is, lost my train of thought. I started talking about
it
SEO.
Happens, right?
And yes, I know.
Like, blinders come always on when you talk about SEO.
I know. I have a problem. But anyway, having multiple awareness blog posts is going to give you more opportunities to attract prospects and get them to your opt-in page, which is where they're going to share their email address with you and officially become part of your sales funnel.
Right. Because the whole goal is to capture their email address, right? We want to build email lists. We want to talk to interested people. So talking about opt-in pages, the next thing that you need to create is an opt-in page, which you also might hear us refer to as like a landing page. Throughout the industry, we like to mess up all the different terms and confuse people. So yeah, landing pages, opt-in pages, kind of the same thing. So this piece of the sales funnel is part of the consideration portion of the funnel and is simply a page where your prospects can easily enter their name and their email address to receive your lead generation offer, which we'll discuss in a moment. But I want to repeat that you shouldn't have this really long form that asks their date of birth and their address and what they're interested in and what company they're in and all of these things. Two things: name, email address. Those are the things that you should ask because you want it to be less intrusive as possible. And people are willing to give you their name and their email address for some information that they want. So in case you want an example of what a landing page or opt-in page should look like, go to treefrogmarketing.com/marketing-guiding-statements. And you are more than welcome to use our opt-in as an example. But on this page, you will want to include an attention-grabbing header at the top of your page. What am I getting? They're going to want to know, why am I here? What am I getting? A heading that tells people exactly what they'll receive, a bulleted list that breaks down the benefits of your lead generated offer, basically, what am I going to get out of this, right? In a form that allows prospects to enter their name and email address to receive the offer via email. So again, if you're a visual person, visit treefrogmarketing.com/marketing-guiding-statements to see an actual example of what your opt-in page should look like. But now before you build this page, you need to decide what marketing platform you're going to use so that you can determine how you need to build this form.
Mm-hmm. And by marketing platform, you mean email marketing platform.
I do mean email marketing platform. Sorry. Yeah. See, too many terms. But the reason that choosing that your email marketing platform is so important is because it will help you decide how you're going to build a form. So at Tree Frog, we use MailChimp. People love it. People hate it. We can put it in the show notes, but there are all kinds of email marketing platforms out there. ConvertKit, Flowdesk, Constant Contact. There are so many others and they all come with pros and cons, but we use MailChimp because it is customizable. It's straightforward and it's an affordable option for most businesses. But regardless of whatever email platform you choose, a good software is going to allow you to build forms that match the aesthetic of your brand and website. You don't want something that doesn't look like who you are. You want the ability to customize that. And you want to follow the email marketing's platform's instructions to build your form. Again, some software will give you the ability to create forms and you can do it right there. We use a form builder called JotForm because we like the ability to be able to customize lots of different integrations. It works with Zapier and all of these different things. So we choose to utilize a form builder and then connect it to MailChimp, which we'll talk about a little bit later, which is the software that we utilize to automate a lot of our follow-up emails and all of that. So if you do it that way, be sure to follow the platform's instructions on how to build your form, how to insert it into your website, and then use a trigger to automate emails that we'll discuss in a little bit. So I know that was kind of a lot because we used a lot of industry terms, but we're going to break those down again in our podcast workshop that we're having today. But the purpose of this landing page and form is so that your prospects can access the lead generating offer. And Victoria, do you want to break that down for everyone?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. And guys, if you're hearing all that information about forms and techie things, don't panic. You know, technology has come such a long way. There are video instructions. There are step-by-step instructions. I mean, we handle every piece of that process for our clients. There are people who are out there who can handle it for you if you're like, I do not want to do this. So just don't panic.
Right. But yes. And they've really worked hard to make it as user-friendly as possible. You're right. With all the tutorials, it's like, go here, grab this code and put it here. So
yeah, exactly.
You can do it. Yeah.
It'll be okay. Take a deep breath.
Many small businesses don't have an effective marketing strategy, and because of this, they try one tactic after another without seeing results. This not only prevents consistent business growth, it makes managing marketing efforts more difficult than it should be. As a marketing agency for small businesses, we understand how frustrating it can be when hard work doesn't deliver the results that you want. Because of this, TreeFrog has developed a proven four-step marketing system that will help any small business grow. On our website, you can also schedule a 30-minute discovery call to discuss working with TreeFrog to build a marketing strategy that will allow your small business to finally see the growth you've been working so hard to achieve. Do you ever get frustrated when you have to wait weeks for your web designer to make a simple change to your website? Is your current website so slow that it's hurting your SEO? Or do you wish designing a web page was easier? If so, you have to try ShowIt. It's a drag and drop website platform that provides complete creative freedom over the layout and design of your website. So whether you're looking to DIY your site with a ShowIt template or work with a professional designer, ShowIt is the perfect web builder for small businesses. As an agency, we build many of our clients' websites with ShowIt, because it gives our designers the freedom to build strategic, visually on-brand websites rather than being forced to use a specific layout like you are with other website builders. And it comes with robust servers, meaning Show-It websites are exceptionally fast, even if you're a photographer with lots of images on your site. And it's easy for our clients to use. While we are always happy to make website changes, things can change fast in small businesses. And sometimes our clients need to be able to easily update a thing or two on their own websites. So we love Show-It so much that we want to give you an opportunity to try our favorite web builder for free. Whether you like to try Show-It or you're already convinced that it's the right web builder for you, visit treefrogmarketing.com/Show-It to receive one free month of Show-It. Again, visit treefrogmarketing.com/Show-It to try Show-It for free and so that you can have a website that is easy to use but works as hard as you do. Back to the lead generating offer, or this podcast will never, ever end. Can you tell people like what piece of the sales funnel plan this is?
Absolutely. Okay. So first of all, let's talk about what a lead generating offer is, because that is one more industry term that you're like, what the heck are you talking about? But a lead generating offer is just an informational download, a checklist, a coupon code, a quiz, or anything else that your audience can gain access to in exchange for their email address. So again, they're filling out the form, they're sharing their email address with you, and then you are giving them this lead generating offer. Now, a lead generating offer, it allows prospects to continue engaging with your business without having too much risk associated. Again, they just need to share their name and email address with you. You're not asking for a purchase yet by any means, but it's going to keep the conversation going. And essentially you're warming this lead up even more. If, you know, they explored your awareness content, they're willing to share their email address with you. That means you have a really warm lead and they are starting to trust you. So your lead generating offer is part of the consideration portion of your funnel. And as a result, this piece of content needs to help prospects dive deeper and help them solve a problem, or at least be well on their way to solving a problem. This is going to dive deeper than awareness content, because at this point, that people are really looking for a solution. So if we go back to the goggle company example, a good opt-in might be a quiz about choosing the right kind of goggles based on their swimming habits and eye care needs. Prospects can take the quiz and then receive a personalized recommendation featuring one of your products via email. Now, quizzes tend to make super effective opt-ins, and you can actually learn more about using quizzes as an opt-in in episode 67, How to Build Your Email List Using Quizzes with Josh Hanum of Interact. Other side note, Interact makes quiz opt-ins super, super easy. They'll even develop your quiz for you. So go back, listen to episode 67, check out Interact. But anyway, an even easier option for a lead generating option. A lead generating offer is simply a PDF download. This does not have to be fancy, guys. Like, you don't necessarily have to do a whole video course. You don't have to do a quiz. Your opt-in can be as simple as a PDF download. So for example, if you go to treefrogmarketing.com/keywords, you can download our keyword guide, which is simply a PDF guide that walks small businesses through how to choose and use keywords. Again, I'm not going to go on an SEO tangent, but I highly, highly recommend downloading this anyway, just because
You're going to have to write awareness content, and you're going to need to learn about keywords. So yeah, download this one. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So yes, again, if you go to treefrogmarketing.com/keywords, you can download our keyword guide. And then also, I do just want to clarify really quick, when we say like, oh, this can be as simple as a PDF, please do not just open a Google Doc, type something and download it as a PDF. Like, make sure it's designed and matches your brand well, whether you work with a designer or, I mean, even Canva templates have come a really long way. You can get that information in there. Make sure it's aesthetically pleasing and matches your brand. So many side tangents, but whatever your lead generating offer is, you want to make sure that it's worth at least $10. We all have way, way too many emails in our inboxes these days. And as a result, most of us are pretty hesitant to share our emails anymore. We know if we share our email one time, we're going to continue to get other messages. So with this in mind, you want to make sure that your offer is worth it. And $10, like studies just show, $10 is approximately the value that people give their emails. So also, your offer needs to lead prospects to the decision phase of your sales funnel. Again, just like we talked about in awareness, with awareness content, please, please, please do not just hope and pray that people know what to do next, because mm-hmm. I promise you that they don't. So you need to take them to the next phase of your funnel. And much of this is going to be done through email, which we're going to discuss in just a second. However, it's also important to lead prospects to the final offer. So the decision phase in like within your opt-in itself. So for example, we always include a call to action at the end of PDF downloads that invite prospects to check out the decision landing page, which we'll discuss more in depth shortly. But this is simply a landing page where you'll actually sell your product or service. So in other words, it's where customers will make their decision. But like I said, much of the process of transitioning prospects from the consideration phase to the decision phase will happen via email. But again, if you download any of our PDF guides, you can see a visual example of this. Okay, all of that in mind, Kelly, do you want to break down the 6 emails prospects should receive after they fill out the opt-in yes. form? And guys, I'm really glad we're covering this today, because I think this is just a spot where a lot of small businesses get stuck mm-hmm. because they know, it's like, oh, I need to email my list and I need to continue taking them through the sales funnel, but they have absolutely no idea what to say via email. Mm-hmm. And so they get stuck. Or, I mean this with love, they send garbage that doesn't work. So yes, Kelly, let's break down these emails.
I mean, how many times have you given your email address for something and then like 5 days a week you get some kind of sales email? You're like, I'm not even ready to buy yet, right? Like I'm still in the, we think this, but not with these words. Like I'm just not mm-hmm. ready. Like I don't have the information I need. I haven't had time to think about it. I don't mm-hmm. know, you know, I haven't looked at the reviews. I haven't listened to a testimonial. I don't know mm-hmm. how it's going to benefit me. I literally just wanted to try this information out. So that's the benefit of transitioning from consideration to decision in the right way. And it's largely going to happen with email. So after a prospect fills out the opt-in form, they're going to receive 6 automated emails, at least with the system that we found to work. 6 is the number, and it is simply the number of emails that StoryBrand has found to be most effective. And I'm a StoryBrand certified guide, and because their email system is proven to be effective, we use it for both our own and our client sales funnels. And so that you can make the system your own, or at least ensure your sales funnels automation emails include the right information, I'm just going to quickly break down exactly what each email should be about. That way you're not spamming them with newsletters and 15% off coupons every day for the next 6 months, because they'll just get irritated with it. So again, there are 6 emails in total. And the first email simply needs to give prospects access to the lead generation offer. And for us, this often means that the first email includes a little welcome message with a link to the PDF guide, which we host on our website. And we call this email the delivery of assets email. So it's really important to say, hey, glad you wanted to learn about this thing. Here it is. Best wishes. Done. This email does not include any information about, hey, you should buy from us or schedule a consultation or go here or all that. Just deliver the email asset and get out, right? So the next email should address your ideal customer's problem in relation to your product or service and present your product or service as the solution. So if you've been listening to any of the podcast, and when you create your marketing guiding statements, this will make a little bit more sense, because in this email, you're going to start off with empathy and then you're going to show authority. And that's how you say, hey, I'm going to relate to this problem with you, showing empathy. And then here's how you can solve your problem. You know, here's my authoritative statement with a call to action. So again, go back, take the free course if you haven't for creating your marketing guiding statements, because again, the content that you create in there will help you write these emails very much more effectively and more easily. The third email in the 6 series should address and overcome your ideal customer's biggest objection to your product or service. So for example, maybe they're worried about the price of your offer. However, your product or service will save your customer so much time that they're willing to invest in your product or service because it is going to be so much worth it. But again, utilizing your marketing guiding statements, you'll have this information laid out and you'll be able to connect with them and say, hey, we get that this is your problem, but did you realize that yes, it may cost a little bit more than some of our competitors, but the value you get out of it is X, Y, and Z. And within this value, you're going to be able to do ABC. You just kind of help create that conversation in there that takes the objection of price and turns it into something positive for them. Then your fourth email should include a testimonial from a happy customer. And this will allow your prospects to see how well your product or service worked for someone else. And we don't have to tell you that anytime you go buy anything online, you're constantly going to reviews to see if somebody liked it, if they didn't, right? And also if you see 5,000 five stars, you're like, oh, they're just not posting their negative reviews, right? You can't please everyone. But the idea is you want to utilize a testimonial that is going to speak directly to the problem that your ideal audience is having to show them that it works for someone else and it did the thing that you told them that it would do. So that's why this fourth email, again, is so important. Because remember, these emails are all about dating, right? We started with awareness content. Now we're at consideration. They decided to say yes to your coffee date. Now these emails are more of like, okay, let's just start going on these dates to get to know each other a little bit better. The fifth email that you want to send is what we call a paradigm shift. Essentially, you need to help your prospects change their mindset or opinion about something. So for example, if the cost of your product or service is what's preventing your prospects from investing, you may need to help them realize how much money they're losing or failing to earn without the help of your product or service. So help them see that, yes, this investment might be a little bit more substantial than what they're thinking, but if they don't do it, they may not be able to do X, Y, and Z and be able to generate more business growth or have more time off or whatever that is. Now, with the exception of the delivery of assets email, all of these emails should give the recipients an opportunity to visit your decision landing page. And we'll discuss this page a little bit later, a little bit more detail. So because, you know, we're talking about opt-in landing pages, we're talking about decision landing pages. So we're going to break these up to let you know exactly what they are. But you can use hyperlinks to do so. You can use buttons. You can use call to actions. But these emails need to lead to your decision page. So you need to have a call to action for all of the other five emails, but just not the first one, because with the first one, it's delivery of assets, get in, get out, you're done. But then the last email and the final email in the sixth follow-up email series is going to be a sales letter. In other words, you are going to specifically ask for a sale. And I know you're probably tired of me talking about this, but if you create your marketing guiding statements, you will have a sales script already developed, which will help you create this sales letter. So I know going back through each of these emails without having an example in front of you might be a little confusing, but this is the exact format that we use for all of our sales funnels. And in case you'd like an example, visit treefrogmarketing.com/marketing guiding statements and sign up for our mini course. This will lead you to our lead generation offer. And then over the course of the next week or so, you'll receive each and every one of these emails, and you'll be able to see them kind of in action, if you will. And you're more than welcome to use them as an example to develop your own sales funnel as well. So once you have these emails developed, you will need to put them into your email marketing system and set them up as automated emails that those who use your opt-in form, they're going to receive these emails. So to do this, simply follow the instructions from your email marketing provider. But again, you're going to have to understand what a trigger is, and you're going to have to set that form to be able to trigger this automation system. And if that's something that you guys want us to do a podcast on, you know, shoot us an email or something and let us know. We might be able to break that down for you. But a lot of these email marketing platforms already have this information in there, and it's, you can follow those. But the other question that we get is in terms of scheduling emails. So we recommend scheduling these follow-up emails to be sent out every day or every other day. But you'll need to be a judge based on your ideal customer, what your sales length normally is, right? Like if it takes somebody 6 months to make a decision, you may not want to send them an email every day for 6 days and then just be done. So you need to take that, what your sales cycle is, into consideration. But I do also want to add that having a sales funnel is also going to help you build your email list. So in an ideal world, every single person who signs up for your lead generation offer will convert. However, that's pretty unlikely to happen. So once you have the prospect's email address, you can keep the conversation going past the six email series that we just talked about. So for example, you can continue to serve these individuals with content via your weekly newsletter, or target them specifically if you have another offer currently or in the future, right? Like if you're like, well, I think this client would also like this thing. Great. Use your email at your email list to be able to do that. Because the more things that you can understand about your audience and the more that they're interested in, the more content you can provide to them at low risk. And that is going to help them build trust with you. So basically, even if they don't convert right away, having their email address allows you continually serve them and to stay on top of mind, which may result in a sale down the road. So that was a lot of information. Did I miss anything, Victoria?
I don't think so. That was okay. Very thorough. But yeah, guys, there are so many benefits to having a sales funnel, which, like we said at the beginning of the episode, is why we are so passionate about them. And, you know, like Kelly said, if you can get them in your funnel, you can just keep that conversation going. So maybe it's not a sale right this moment, but maybe down the road, because they're still thinking about you, because you still show up in their inbox by providing valuable information, they'll be ready to make a purchase. But yes, guys, I know this is a long episode. I promise this is the last element of your sales funnel, but I do want to discuss what your decision landing page needs to look like. And this one's going to be pretty short and sweet, actually. So as a reminder, the decision phase of the buyer's journey is when a potential customer is ready to make a decision, meaning they need to be able to see that choosing your product or service is the right choice. So a decision landing page, it's actually like, I know that you're probably thinking like, great, I have to develop one more web page, but this is actually just a service or product page where you'll sell your product or service. Chances are, if you have a website, you already have something similar. I do want to give you a resource that you can use to make it more effective. But in other words, your decision landing page, it's just where customers can make a decision and make a purchase. So if we go back to our goggle example, this would be a product page where prospects can buy from you, where they can buy goggles. So if you go to treefrogmarketing.com, you'll notice that we have service pages for each and every service that we offer. These pages give our prospects the information they need to make a decision. And then also there's a call to action to schedule a discovery call. So that way, because that's the decision piece of our sales funnel. But as a result, these are decision landing pages. They give people the information they need, and they empower people to take action or make a purchase. Now, if you would like help writing your decision landing page or your product or service page, please go back and listen to episode 107, How to Write Website Copy for Your Small Business. In this episode, Angel, who again is our content director, walks you through how to effectively write multiple pages on your website, including service and product pages. And guys, I love this episode because she goes through like the page top to bottom, exactly what you need to include to convert what website visitors into paying customers. It's one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. Please go listen to it. But anyway.
Right. Well, I think they made it, Victoria. Yeah. I think that's every piece of developing an effective sales funnel. And guys, we know that it was a long episode, but the fact of the matter is that a successful sales funnel has a lot of moving parts. Now, this is something that you can develop yourself. However, between developing the strategy, writing the copy, designing every element, creating a sales funnel does take a lot of time. However, having a strategic sales funnel is often the most effective way to generate leads and turn prospects into paying customers. And as a result, most small businesses can't afford not to have a powerful sales funnel, which was one of the reasons that we really, really wanted to lay out this episode for you. So if you're ready to have a powerful sales funnel, but don't have the time to develop one yourself, I want to encourage you to visit treefrogmarketing.com and to check out both our content marketing and flywheel marketing services. Both of these services include having our team handle every aspect of your sales funnel so that you can have a powerful lead generating funnel and the capacity to focus on the other important aspects of your small business.
Yes, guys, we would absolutely love to chat with you about building your sales funnel, because again, there is nothing we want more than to see your small business succeed. And unfortunately, you just can't do it all as much as you try. So please visit treefrogmarketing.com to learn more about these services and to schedule a discovery call. All right, guys, again, we know that was a lot of information. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, my mouth is even a little bit tired from doing all that talking. But we hope it brought clarity and that you now feel like you know exactly how to build a sales funnel. This is a topic we could discuss for hours and hours because we are so passionate about it. But thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Priority Pursuit. If you enjoyed this episode, we hope you will take a moment to share it with your small business friends and that you'll join us next week for even more marketing, boundary, and priority-driven tactics you can use to build a life and small business that you love.